You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and you've tuned into Open Mic, a show where I get to share my favorite tracks that I found throughout the week. And I also get to share some stories about one of my favorite things to chat about, which is food. Today, I might actually have a guest pop in the studio with me today. Julia Lane is the Writing Services Coordinator with Student Learning Commons, and she might stop by to chat about some of their offerings this fall that are open to both undergraduate and graduate students. I was particularly interested in their soup circles, catch the food theme happening this fall, and that's kind of why she might be stopping by to chat with us. But before our chat, we are going to get into some music here, and stay tuned.
CJSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CJSF 90.1 FM at cjsf.ca/studio6. Visit cjsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cjsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
I only think about you. only smoke what I pray. And I only drink what I overthink. And I only think about you, 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 you. And I only think about you, 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 you.
And I only think about you.
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Okay. So we just heard a couple of tracks that I hope it got you moving, shaking, grooving. One of my favorite things to do is eat and dance. So chair dancing is one of my favorite things. So let's hear who we heard just recently. First up, we had I Only Smoke When I Drink, and that was the Club Edition by Nimino, based out of the UK. Nimino produces house tracks mixed with touches of UK garage, hip-hop, and pop, all of my favorite genres right there. Not so much the pop, but definitely the hip-hop, UK garage for sure. And then next we heard Jet Ski by Super Plague, and they're based out of Montreal. So I'm going to keep the dancing groove and moving going. I'm going to start our next track with another song from Nimino. They just make the best dance tracks, and it is called Do It Like Me.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I am back. And guess what? Can I get a what? Julia Lane has made it to the station today. Julia Lane is the Writing Services Coordinator with Student Learning Commons. And as I mentioned earlier, she was going to come by to chat about some of the offerings that they have in this fall, both to undergraduate and graduate students. I mentioned earlier that I was really excited to chat because of the soup circles. And you know, guys, I'm always going to talk about food at one particular point during the show. So I was thrilled to hear what Julia's doing. And she's here. And hi, Julia. Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
For sure. And just want you to share about some of the offerings that you are going to have this upcoming fall.
Yeah, thanks so much. So the Student Learning Commons is the Writing and Academic Success Center on campus. So we exist to support students, undergraduate students, graduate students, to succeed, excel, meet their own goals in their courses. So we often say that anything that you need for your class that isn't directly related to the content of your class is us. Hey. So if you want to have connections around your writing, around learning strategies, time management, reading strategies, exam preparation, English language support, that's all in the Student Learning Commons, which is in the library on all three campuses of this university. And we have done those things for a long time. Classically, we offer things like workshops and one-on-one consultations, but we're always trying to think about how do we connect with students where they are and in ways that are less intimidating.
Right.
Because it's intimidating to talk about your writing. It's intimidating to talk about your study strategies, time management. All of that can feel really vulnerable and hard. They're hard conversations to have. So we have been learning a lot about ways to connect with people, and food is one of the best connectors.
Of course.
And one of the best foods, arguably, maybe for that, is soup.
Hello.
Gathering around a pot of soup is like ancient. Yes. Ancient for in pretty much every culture around the world, gathering around a pot of soup is a community activity. So we have been, building from that very long history around soup gathering and having these soup circles. So we have been offering them. We offered them in the fall of last semester, in the spring, and then in the summer we did ice cream circles.
Okay, ice cream circles.
Because we were like, maybe soup doesn't hit the same in the summer. But we then heard from students that they were like, how dare you take away my soup? And of the three ice cream Sunday circles in the summer, two of them were on really cold days. Only one of them was on a hot day. So we were like, okay, maybe ice cream was not it. But then we did have some interesting conversations about whether or not melted ice cream in a bowl constitutes a soup.
You know what? I'm going to be here for that, because that's one of my favorite things when I was a kid, was to get it to melt.
Yeah.
And then you kind of have your ice cream soup in the end.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Yeah. Okay. So your camp. Yes.
I'm camp yes.
Okay.
I'm camp yes.
We will be offering three soup circles in the fall semester, and one in October, one in November, and one in December. I can give the exact dates in a moment.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. We would love that, because I'm also going to put it in the show notes for today. So for people who want to... let's say they didn't have a pen and paper, or they didn't have their notes open in their phone. You'll be able to also get to know when the dates are as well.
And I just need to find them, and then I will tell you what they are. And so these are in addition to eating soup, which is a core component of the soup circles, they are opportunities for students to connect with us in the Student Learning Commons to, first of all, find our space.
Right.
In the library, we are a little bit behind a wall in the library. So to find our space, to connect with the folks who work there on a human level, to not need to feel like you're coming for an appointment or to ask a particular question, but to just arrive and eat together and have relaxed conversation, and to connect with each other. And that's actually been a lot of the feedback that we've gotten from the students who have attended them when we've offered them so far, is that opportunity to just hear from each other about things that are coming up. Like, I'm looking at some of the students' feedback right now, and they're talking about that what they liked was just friendly faces and talking to people from different faculties and people from different points in their academic careers, finding things to connect around, like exams and the heat. that was the one hot day. But they also took away, so there's like that just social aspect. And then they also are reflecting on, they did take away some useful, like take away tips about their academics. Like one student put that they want to learn more about following the 80-20 rule and not spending too long making something perfect. So
exactly,
we are talking about these academic skill sets, but we're just doing it in this much more social, nourished environment.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And I do, you know what? I do have some dates.
I have them too.
Oh, good. Okay. Let's drop the dates.
I'll do one and then you do one.
Okay. I'm going to do the first one because that's in October. So that's Thursday, October 2nd. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
From 12 to 2.
Yep.
And that's at the consultation area at the SLC room 3020 in the Bennett Library
Burnaby. Excellent. Thank you. And the theme of that one is opening the circle.
Yes.
So they all have a theme around the circle. We are taking a lot of this inspiration too from our amazing, inspiring Indigenous colleagues around recognizing the power of circle and being in circle together. So yes, absolutely. All of that. And then the next one is November 17th from 12 to 2. They're all from 12 to 2.
Right.
And same space. So in the Bennett Library, room 3020 in the consultation area. And the theme of that one is strengthening the circle. So thinking about how we give each other strength at that time of semester.
Yes.
If you think about what November 17th is bringing, it's like been midterms for a long time. Feels like it's always midterms.
Hey, true. My heart goes out to everybody,
into
guys.
Final exams. So, yeah, we need strength at that time, and we are the best source of it for each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then our last one, carrying the circle forward, right?
Yep.
And that is on Wednesday, December 10th, same time, 12 to 2. And this one is in the inside the Chill Lounge, though, right?
Yeah. So that's a bit of a special edition soup circle. So folks might also not know that we, in the Surrey and Burnaby campuses during the exam period, we offer something called the Chill Lounge.
Okay.
This is something that we've been doing also for several semesters. And so we, in Surrey, we transform the Student Learning Commons space itself.
Okay.
And in Burnaby, it's room 3008, which is a classroom just outside the Student Learning Commons. And we really set it up to be a low sensory.
Nice.
We often have lo-fi beats. We have the lights turned down. We have some like on the table desk lamps. We have puzzles and games if you need a study break, but it's really set up to be either a low sensory study space or a chill out from studying space.
Love it.
And we provide tea and hot chocolate, so really just trying to like resource students during that exam time.
Love it.
And so the December 10th soup circle is in the Chill Lounge, so it's an opportunity for us to enjoy that space together and to connect at that beginning of exam period.
I love it. I love it. And before I let you go, you are offering movie and writing nights too, right?
Yes, we are.
So I mean, since Julia's here, like, we might as well just talk about all the things, right? So I noticed that has a theme called Watch, Reflect, Connect.
Yes.
Yes.
That's correct. So there's two of those. And actually, just because I'm going to talk about the second one first,
for sure.
Only because I was just talking about the Chill Lounge.
Yes.
So the second one is on Tuesday, December 2nd at 4:30, and that's in the Chill Lounge in Surrey.
Oh, okay.
So right, it's on. Kind of the launch of that chill space.
Nice.
It's very beginning of exam period, and it's just the opportunity to... or maybe it's actually the last day of classes, I'm not sure. But just an opportunity to be in that chill space, watch a short film together, and do some writing based on that film. But it's like reflective writing. It's for yourself.
Nice.
Because so often students are only kind of getting to write. And, you know, I love writing, so I think about it as getting to write.
Yeah.
But for their assignments, they're only getting to write when it's
true.
On a deadline and to profs and to their sort of expectations and assignment guidelines. And so having an opportunity to do some writing that's lower stakes, just for yourself,
mm-hmm.
like chill, not no pressure, is part of what these movie nights is for. So that second one is December 2nd in the Chill Lounge in Surrey, and the first one is going to be on November 13th at 4:30, and that one's going to be in Burnaby, and it's going to be themed around thinking about peacekeeping in connection with Remembrance Day on November 11th.
Awesome. Awesome. So I just want to thank you so much for stopping by, Julia. Like, I so appreciate you for popping in. If anyone else was interested in having like questions about what you shared today, like how could they get a hold of you or the team?
Yeah, good follow-up question. students are welcome to email anybody, and the community is welcome to email me directly. My email address is jhlane@sfu.ca. It's also on the Student Learning Commons website, which is part of the library website.
Okay.
Or if you want to email the whole SLC team, we have one email address that goes to all of us. It's learning-commons@sfu.ca. So that email address is checked by all of the coordinators and our amazing, exceptional SLC assistant, Peggy. So if you email that, you'll get lots of eyes on it and lots of attention.
Oh, you love it. I love it. And as I mentioned, I'm going to have a lot of info in the show notes for today. So definitely we'll be including the link to the website. So that will be a great way to connect. And then I will include some of like the preliminary dates so that it just makes it super easy.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I hope folks will come out.
Yes.
There's no registration needed for the Soup Circle. So just if you're here, you can come. But do put it in your own calendar, because otherwise those dates are going to pass you by.
Yes.
That's what happens.
100%. And I did notice, come early, because if you want to get some of that soup.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Although we have had people be pleasantly surprised at the end that there was still some soup left. So it's worth coming, even if it's at the end. Maybe there'll still be some.
True. Yes.
The traffic can be unpredictable.
Yes.
So come early if you can. But if it's late, there may still be a bowl of soup.
Yes, yes, absolutely. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Julia.
You.
I so appreciate you.
Yeah,
you have been awesome.
Yeah.
And I would love to have you back. Maybe.